it's in English, but our loins should be with the word of God. Yes, yes, amen. I think that's the place this evening where we can do it. Amen. He can do it for us. Amen. Let's sing that song maybe. If sister can find out, we have come into his house. Amen. It's good to forget about ourselves. Whatever we've been doing outside, concentrate on the Lord. Amen. We have come into his house, gathered in his name to worship him. We have come into his house, gathered in his name to worship him. We have come into his house, gathered in his name to worship Christ the Lord. Oh, worship Christ the Lord. Amen. Just forget about yourself. Get about yourself. Concentrate on him and worship him. Just forget about yourself, concentrate on him and worship him. Just forget about yourself, concentrate on him and worship Christ the Lord. Oh, the Lord. Yes, let us lift up holy hands. Let us lift up holy hands. Worship him. Let us lift up holy hands. Amen. Worship him. Let us lift up holy hands and worship Christ the Lord. Oh, worship Christ the Lord. Just forget about yourself, maybe once more. Forget about yourself. Concentrate on him to worship him. Just forget about yourself. Him and worship him. Just forget about yourself, concentrate on him and worship Christ the Lord. Oh, worship Christ the Lord. There is that another song, I enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. Amen. I think key D we can try maybe a little bit lower. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. Will enter his courts with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord is made. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice for he has made me glad.
glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice, for He has made me glad. I will enter His gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter His courts with praise. They'll say, this is the day that the Lord is made. I will rejoice, for He has made me glad. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice, for He has made me glad. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice, for this is the day. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. That the Lord has made. We will rejoice. We will rejoice and be glad in it. And be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord is made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has. The windows of heaven, amen. The windows of heaven are open. The blessings are falling tonight. There is joy, joy, joy in my heart. Since Jesus made everything right, I gave Him my altar at Carmel. He gave me a robe of pure white. I am feasting on manna from heaven, and that's why I am happy tonight. The windows of heaven are open, the blessings are falling tonight. There is joy, joy, joy in my heart, since Jesus made everything. I gave my altar to Carmel. He gave me a robe of pure white. I'm feasting on manna from heaven, and that's why I'm. Amen. Once more, the window, the window. Amen. Blessings are falling tonight. There is joy, joy, joy in my heart, since Jesus made everything right. I gave Him my altar to Carmel. He gave me a robe of pure white. I am feasting on manna from heaven, and that's why I'm happy tonight.
Amen. There is something about white robe, brother and sister. When you get rid of your care and just cast your care on Him, brother and sister. Amen. Whatever it is, amen. There is power in the blood. Amen. When you confess your things, Lord, He will take care. Amen. Let's sing that song. It's from G. It's, we sing, it's not Reach Out, but... those choruses. Amen. Maybe we can sing. Let's sing Maybe I Gonna Stay Right Under His Blood. Amen. That's the good song. Amen. And we will ask Brother Will if you can just open the word of prayer after this song.
I gonna stay right under His blood. I gonna stay right under His blood. I'm gonna stay right under His blood. where the devil can do me no harm. I'm gonna stay right under his blood. I'm gonna stay right under his blood. I'm gonna stay right under his blood, where the devil can do me no harm, no harm. No harm, no harm, no harm. No harm, no harm, no harm. Where the devil can do me no harm, no harm. No harm, no harm. No harm, no harm, no harm. No harm, no harm, no harm. Where the devil can do me, I'm gonna stay right under his blood. I'm gonna stay right. I'm gonna stay right under his blood. Where the devil can do me no harm, I'm gonna stay under his blood. I'm gonna stay right under his blood. I'm gonna stay right under his blood. Where the devil can, there is no harm under his blood. No harm, amen. Harm, no harm, no harm. Where the devil can, once more, no harm, while brother is coming, amen. Harm, no harm.
Thank you again, Lord, for bringing us into your house tonight. Father, we are so grateful tonight to be here, Father. We are so thankful, Father, that we have been, Lord, given this opportunity to come to a place where we can sing songs that praise you, where we can meet with people of like precious faith. What a privilege it is to stand there and just sing a song. I'm gonna stay right under his blood. Lord, in these days that we live in, how much we desire for that, Lord. Father, walking through the town today and seeing the scene of Sodom on display, Father, and how the world is going about celebrating such things, Lord. What a place it has become. But we are so thankful that in the midst of all this, Lord, we can find a place where we can come to worship you, Lord. So help us tonight, Father, as we gather in this place, Lord. I pray that you help us indeed, that we may enter into your presence, and that, Lord, you may speak your word unto us and mold us and help us to grow and grow, Lord, until we have become that stature of a perfect man. Lord, help us to prepare that, Lord, you may come and take us home to be with you, Father. We commit, Lord, the saints that are not here to you, asking your blessing upon them. Be with them, Father. Bless our brother Vladimir, Lord, and the musicians and those working behind the scenes. Lord, we commit them to you, asking that you'd inspire them tonight. Even our brother Maxwell, as he prepares himself, Lord, I pray that you'd anoint him greatly. And Father, you anoint also the hearer of the word, Lord, that when we leave this place, we'd rejoice in our hearts that it was good to be in thine house. Bless us now, Father, for we ask this blessing in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. Amen.
May God bless you, brother. Like brother was praying, really, when you look around, the Word of God says many things are abomination, brother and sister. And we need a real Spirit of God that you can love those people, but you will not agree with them anyhow. So it's really great thing, brother and sister. That's why we need, let's sing that song maybe. Give me that old time religion. Amen. With Spirit of God in Mu, wherever you go, they can see. They can be touched. They are different, like Brother Wilmo gave testimony about that that man or woman he met. Amen. Amen. Maybe catch last one, maybe for Kingdom of God. Amen. Kiji.
It's the old-time Holy Spirit and the one go near it. That's the reason people fear it. For me, give me that. Yes, Lord. Old-time religion. Give me that old time. And it's good enough for me. It will make you stop your life. It will save you when you die. It will start never flying. And it's good enough for me. Give me that, oh Lord, yes. Time religion, give me that old time. And it's good enough for me. It's so good, I want no other. For it makes me love my brother. And it brings things from undercover. And it's good enough for me. Oh, give me that religion, give me that old time religion, give me that old time religion, and it's good enough for me. Give me that old time religion, give me that, give me that old time religion, give me oil in my lamp. Joy in my heart, give me singing. Give me joy in my heart, I pray. Give me joy in my heart, give me singing. Give me singing till the break. Hosanna to the King. Give me peace in my heart. Give me rest. Give me peace in my heart. I pray. Give me peace in my heart. Give me rest. Give me rest until the break of day. Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King of Kings. Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King. May God as fishes of Kibasiki. Make us fishes of men, I pray. Fishes of men, Kibasiki. Kibasiki until the break. Hosanna to the King of Kings. Sing, Hosanna, sing, Hosanna, sing, Hosanna to the King.
Amen. There is one good song, there is power in the blood. Amen. Even today, she never lost her power. Amen. Amen. Whatever you need, brother and sister, let's sing that song. There is power in the blood. Amen. Would you be free from the burden of sin? There's power in the blood. Power in the blood. Would you be for a victory? Wonderful. There is power, power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you be free from your and pride? There is power in the blood, power in the blood. Come for a cleansing to Calvary's time. There is one full power in the blood. There is power, power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you be white, much whiter than snow? There is power in the blood, power in the blood. Service for Jesus, your King. There is power in the blood, power in the blood. Daily His praises to sing. There's wonderful power in the blood. Thank you, Lord. Power, wonder-working power. In the blood of the Lamb, there is power. In the precious of the Lamb, there is power, power. Precious blood of the Lamb. Amen. Amen. Once I was blind, but now I can see. Brother, sister, even now I remember one day I was on service. I was a young boy and I was coming to services. But one day I could hear what was preached, brother and sister. Amen. Amen. That's grace of God, brother and sister. We praise Him, His name. Amen. He is leading you step by step closer to Him. Amen. Let's sing that song. It's Every Promise in the Book is Mine. Amen. Let's sing while we enter the preaching of the word. Amen. Whatever is your petition, lift up your hands. Amen. Every key promise in the book is mine. Every chapter, every verse, and every line. Promise in the book is mine. If it's sickness that you feel and your body isn't well, remember He's the great physician and in life dwells. Cast your cares on Jesus and you'll find Him soon. Behold, believe His word and promise all is mine. Every promise in the book is mine. Every chapter, every verse, in every line, I am trusting in His love divine. Every promise in the book, you may ask Him for the salvation of close relations, one you truly love is caught far away. Look unto the Lord and by faith stake your claim. Trust in God and call upon His name. Every in the book is mine. Every chapter, every verse, in every line, I am trusting in His love. Every promise in the book, you may find you lost the passion, maybe because your poor reaction. Life is in that fair, and does He really care? Look unto the Lord, and you'll find He's always there. Believe His word and trust our God, He cares. Every promise in the book, every chapter, every verse, in every line, I am trusting in His love. Every promise in the book, hey, once more, every promise, every promise in the book is every chapter, every verse, in every line. chorus, we are here to praise you. Bring the best from my heart. Amen. Amen. We are here to praise you, Lord. Lift up our hands and sing. We are here to praise you, Lord. The best that we can bring.
I love you, I love you, Lord.
We are here to praise you.
We are here to praise you.
Praise you, Lord.
Lift up our hands and sing. We are here to give you, Lord,
the best that we can
bring. Bring in you our love, rising from our heart. I love you, I love you, Lord.
Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. We truly love you, Lord, because you first loved us, Lord. And we thank you, the Lord, this evening. Oh, this evening hour. We've had this privilege, Lord, to be in your presence, Lord. Father, we thank you for the day so far, how you have kept us true, Lord. Wherever we have been, Lord, your mercy, your grace, your protection, and that love all had gone with us, Lord. And Father, this evening, as we have come to your presence, Lord, oh, we come, Lord Jesus, with great expectation, the Lord, we will hear from you because you have called us, Lord Jesus, this evening. So, Lord, we surrender all to you now. Amen. Our hearts, our thoughts, our minds, everything within us, Lord Jesus, we give to you this evening. The Lord, you take us, O God, by your own hands, and the Lord, you pick your word of God, even as you have taught and purpose for the day for us, Lord, that, Lord Jesus, we will be blessed this evening. And Father, once again, we want to commit our brethren who are not here, Lord, into your hands. Lord, we know it is all for good reasons that they are not here, how they desire to be here this evening. But Lord Jesus, other things, oh God, because this is not our home. So, Lord, many times, oh, we are taken away from coming to your presence, Lord. But, Father, we believe the Lord Jesus, all these things, you see them, oh God. So, Lord, wherever our brethren are now, Lord, you will reach them also and bless them, oh God. Father, as we have come now, the Holy Spirit, take over. And Lord, declare unto us what you have seen today, that we will receive them also. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen. How many are happy to be in the house of the Lord this evening? We thank the Lord, the musicians. God richly bless you. for giving us a good atmosphere for the Holy Spirit now to speak to us. Praise God. And I want to thank you as I know you've been praying for me. Amen. It has not been easy with my voice, but we thank the Lord. It is better. Amen. As we are standing, let us turn to the reading of the word, 2 Peter. Second Peter 5-7, and then we shall go down to 13. Second Peter 3:5-7, and then we shall go down to 13. Let's hear the word of God. For this they willingly are ignorant of, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water, whereby the world that then was, being overflowed with water, perished. But the heavens and the earth, which are now, by the same word, are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. Now we go to 13. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. Amen. Lord Jesus, we thank you for your word, O God. Holy Spirit, you are the author of it. Now we wait with all expectation, with our ears, Lord, and with our heart, Lord, we want to hear from you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Shall we be seated? Yeah, once again, we are welcome to the house of God, and we are thankful that this evening hour, yes, we have found grace to be in his presence. Amen. And we know, brethren, we come because we all have one motive why we come, or we one desire. Because we want to be in his presence eternally. Amen. So any opportunity or any grace that comes our way, we want to be in his presence. That's why we are here tonight. Amen. Because we always say that this is not home. This is not our home. One of these days, we are going to get out of this place. Amen. Amen. We are going to get out of this place. This is not our home. So we see ourselves as pilgrims and strangers, oh, passing through this world of sin. Amen. That's why we sing that song all the time, that I'm a pilgrim, I'm a stranger, wandering through this world of sin, on my way to that fair city, when the saints go marching in. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. And you know, our father of faith, the father of faith, Abraham, also, he walked this world of sin. As also what? A pilgrim and a stranger. And he was also looking for that fair city. Amen. Amen. And the Bible says one day he met the king of that city. Hallelujah. Oh, the priest of the Most High God. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Oh, the king of Salem, he met him. the King of righteousness, the King of peace. Oh, praise the Lord. He met him as long as he was seeking for that city, that first city. He met a king. Amen. And that king he met, he said, that king is without father, without mother. Amen. Without what? Days. Without beginning of days. Oh, hallelujah. And the end of life. See? Beginning of days. No. You cannot count him to that. And so that means he's an eternal God. Because anything that has a beginning has an ending. But he has no beginning of days. Amen. He met him. And as we are also seeking that same city, we thank the Lord that we have met him. How many believe that? Amen. Oh, amen. God will richly bless you. We have met him. Amen. So tonight, we have a topic, the three worlds. The three worlds. Amen. I'm not trying to say that there are three different worlds. Amen. The three worlds. We are going to look at it as a Bible study this morning, this evening. We are going to look at it. So let's look at our scripture we read. Amen. God richly bless you, sister. It said, for they willingly are ignorant of. For they, who are these they? Who are these they that have chosen to be ignorant? Because he said, willingly ignorant of. So they have chosen to be what? Ignorant. And who are these people? Amen. And let's first look at the meaning of ignorant. Praise the Lord. Let's first look at the meaning of ignorant. Looking at the meaning of ignorant, he said, lacking knowledge. Lacking knowledge or awareness. Then when you look at the verb of ignorant, that's ignore. It gives a meaning that deliberately taking no notice of something. Deliberately. See. That means something is there, but deliberately he doesn't want to take notice of it. Or failing to consider something important. Something that means something is there important for him to know about, but he doesn't want to consider it as it is important. My. So it's a very strong word, my brother. So the Bible says, the Bible calls those people scoffers. That's what the Bible calls them. They are what? Scoffers. Willingly chosen to be ignorant. It's quite a pity, my brother. See, then we understand why the Bible says, blessed is the man that will not sit in the seat of what? Scornfuls. Because the word scornfuls is what? It's a scoffers. Scoffers scorn. Praise the Lord. So that's why we understand it now, that why the Bible says blessed is the man that will not sit in the seat of what? Scornfuls. Look at them. Amen. Willingly chosen to be ignorant. Something really important, he doesn't want to consider it. You see. Deliberately taking no notice of something. My brother, it's a very bad way of what? Living. Amen. And so it was upon that Apostle Peter was warning. He was warning the believers of faith in those times that beware, because in the last days shall come scoffers. Amen. lusting after their own. Amen. You see, and they will be saying, where is the promise of his coming? Where is the promise of his coming? You see, they will be saying that, for since the fathers fell asleep, see, all things continue as they were from the beginning of what? Creation. See, that's the scoffers. So Apostle Paul was warning the believers of that day that scoffers will come. Amen. So let's go to verse 6. It said, whereby the world that then was, being overflowed with water, perished. So he's talking about a world. Amen. That was, and it was overflowed with water, and it perished. That's the first world. Amen. There was a world that was overflown with water, and it perished. And we all know that world. Amen. It was in what? Noah's day. Praise the Lord. Then you come to verse 7. It says, but the heavens and the earth, which are now, by the same word, are kept in store, reserved for fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. Amen. So he's talking about another world. Which is what? Which is now. So he's talking about the world we are living in now. One world has what? Water has what? Overflowed it and it has perished. And now he's talking about another world which is now. He said, which are now. Heaven and earth which are now. And he said, by the same word are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and the perdition of ungodly men. My brother, my sister, that's the world we are living now. And look at what the Bible is saying. That it has been kept in store. It has been reserved. That means something is going to happen to this world. It has been reserved for fire. Amen. And so would you like to be part of this world? This is the warning, my brother, my sister. That this world we are living in, the Bible is speaking it. The word of God, the truth. Amen. That this world has been reserved for fire. Onto fire. So do you want to be what? Part of this world? Think about it, my brother. Think about it, my sister. So that's the second world, the world that we are living in. The first one perished. The second one for the day of judgment. Reserved for fire on the day of judgment. Now coming down to 13. Nevertheless, we. Oh, are you part of that we? Amen. Huh? You are part of the we. Amen. Amen. Nevertheless, we. Oh, yes, sir. According to the promise, look for a new heaven and a new earth, which dwelleth what? Righteousness. Amen. So there is coming another world. That's why we have our topic, the three worlds. Not that is the word, three different worlds, but the same world in three different stages. Because this world will not be annihilated completely, no. Amen. But the same world in three different stages. Praise God. Because When we look at the first world, when it was overflown with water, it still remained. Amen. It still remained. And that's what we are living in now. And now this world that we are living in, it has been what? It has been reserved for fire. But we, oh hallelujah. But we, nevertheless, no amount of anything, praise God, we are looking, nothing, see, nothing can make us what? To doubt it. We are looking for a new heaven and a new earth. Oh, like our father Abraham. Oh, he looked for that first city. Praise the Lord. Amen. Where dwelleth what? Righteousness. So tonight, my brother, let's look at it. The antediluvian world. That's the world before the flood. And then this present world. And then the world that is to come. Amen. So looking at the first world. Let's look at the first world. The first stage of the world. Why it perished? Why it perished? Amen. Now we can read something from Genesis 6, 5 to 8. Why it perished? Why that world perished? Genesis, as I've said, we are doing a Bible series. And God saw, he was looking at that world. Amen. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thought of his heart was only evil continually. Go on. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. My brother, my sister, for God to be grieved, something to grieve God. No. That means it was really terrible. Amen. Look at that. The thought, the imagination of the thought of man, always continually evil. There was nothing, nothing good in the heart of man. Oh, my. But in that condition, in that world, someone found favor with God. Amen. Noah found favor with God. Amen. In that situation. Let's read on, verse 7. And the Lord said, I will destroy man. I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth. Both men and the beasts and the creeping things and the fowls of the air, for it repented me that I have made them. Oh my. Verse 8. But Noah found grace in the eyes of God. Amen. Amen. Now, let's look at the second world, which we are living in now. The second world we are living in now. Now, the Bible tells us that as it was in the days of Noah, it will be the same. My brother, truly, we can see Noah's day and Lot's day. As the other time you heard, the prophet said, watch Sodom condition. Amen.
was Sodom's condition. So we see that he said, but the heavens and the earth, which are now, by the same word that was spoken, that the first world perished, by that same word, this world is kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. Amen. So this world also is going to perish. Praise the Lord. In the message book, The Future Home of the Heavenly Bride and the Earthly Bride, the Heavenly Bridegroom and the Earthly Bride, the prophet said, God once shook the earth, but this time, he said he will shake the heavens and the earth. You see the difference now? That even this time, the evil of this time is even greater than what the first world. Amen. See. He said what? God once shook the earth. Amen. But this time, he said he will shake the heavens and the earth. See? Amen. My brother, let's be watchful. Amen. Look at what God is going to do on this earth. So why do you want to live in this world? Why don't you want to be a pilgrim? Make yourself a stranger. And like your father Abraham, seek for that first city.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my brother.
Sorry.
We have received a message. Amen. The watchman always on the watchtower. And he's declaring what he has seen. And that's what we are hearing every day, my brother. We come here on Wednesdays, Fridays, Sundays. It is what the watchman declaring what he has seen. Amen. So the question is, why is God going to destroy this present earth? It's because we see Noah's day. It's because we see Lord's day. Now, in another message book, Hebrews chapter 3, Jeffersonville 1957, paragraph 24, the prophet himself said, listen to this. Listen to this. If God doesn't act the same, he said, if God doesn't act the same when the same circumstances arise, then God is guilty of being partial to his people. Amen. Amen. Listen again, because the prophet said, listen to this. If God doesn't act the same when the same circumstances arise, then God is guilty of being partial to his people. Amen. So the question of these scoffers who try to derail your faith, that look, where is the promise of his coming? See? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the creation. See what they are trying to do? Trying to derail your faith. But here, the answer, the prophet is saying that if God doesn't act the same, if the same circumstances arise, as now Noah's day has risen, Lord's day has risen, And so if God wouldn't act the same, it's the same circumstances that happened in the first world. So this second world that we are living in, the same circumstances had arisen. And so if God doesn't act, then his word partial. Amen. That shows that it will happen. But the scoffers will tell you, oh, since the fathers fell asleep, everything has been going on. Even sometimes people will tell you the beautiful ones are not yet born. See? Just to discover us. Things are going to be what? Grander and grander. We are seeing what? Developments, everything is what? It's becoming what? Better and better. My brother, those are the scoffers. Amen. We thank God. Some may be deceived, but we, nevertheless, amen, we are looking for a new heaven and a new earth. It will surely come. Is that God's sovereignty? Now listen, God's sovereignty demands of him to work in every case like he did the first time. His sovereignty demands that.
Yes, sir.
Amen. God's sovereignty demands of him to work in every case like he did the first case. Or he was wrong when he worked in that first case. Amen. If God does not act in the same way he did on the first case, if he will act differently to the second case, then he acted wrong when he acted on the first case. Amen. The first case, the world perished. He destroyed that world. And now that same circumstances has risen up again, Noah's day, Lord's day. So if he fails to act, what I like so much that God's sovereignty demands him to act in the same way. So he changed. That means he changeth not. He's an unchanging God. Amen. He will never change, my brother, my sister. And so it will happen. It will happen. And so we, if you are part of we, oh, yes, sir, you'll be looking for the new heaven and the new earth. You will not listen to the scoffers who will tell you where is the promise of his coming. Since he went, since the father slept, things are continuing fine, very nice. We are getting what? Better cars. Amen. Things are running faster. Oh, yes, brother. In our days, when there was no telephones and other things, my brother, the only telephone you can get is the post office, where you have to go and send telegrams. And it will be put in a ping, ping. Oh, my. And then when you receive a telegram, hey, big case. Amen. And I see sometimes when I sit down, I just try to look back. I say, look, I just want to talk to Brother George. I just take my phone and call, right? And then but that time when there was no phone, just even maybe your friend or your brother is living at the other end of the town. You want to tell him something. My brother, you had to walk. Go to work. Just maybe something not so much, but it needs to be told. You go to walk all that distance just to go and say those things and then walk back again. My brother, I was just imagining looking at those days. Amen. So those are the things the scoffers will tell you. Things are developing, things are even improving.
Amen. See? One car in one village. If you don't book, amen. You want to go to the city, if you don't book, maybe 1 week earlier, when the car just moves, that's all. No more, no any other car. Or what you want to do in maybe in the city, you have to wait. Because that car, only one car in the village is there to go and come back. It's a wooden car also. They will load all the top. People will be sitting at the top. The road is not good. Oh my. But now today, see the difference. The scoffers will refer you to those things. Amen. Praise the Lord. But we, nevertheless, we are looking for a new heaven and a new earth. Now, the thing is, we are looking at what? The redeemed. Why God needs to destroy this earth? Why God needs to destroy this earth? Because his purpose right from the beginning, as God has spoken, God loves fellowship. God loves fellowship. That's why in the beginning, as we've read from the, we always, it's in the Bible, that God in the evening time will come and fellowship with his word, with all creation. Then we saw that something happened that killed that fellowship. Sin came in and destroyed that fellowship. But that has been the purpose of God. That he will fellowship with his children. And as long as that purpose had been in his mind from before the beginning, amen. Always, you see, you got to look at it closely. Before the beginning, amen. Because when you say from the beginning, that means to have something that has an ending. Before the beginning, amen. He had this thought. And then sin came in and that fellowship got broken. But that thought had to come to pass. Amen. So now, because of the sin on this earth here, he can never live in a filthy place. Amen. So the first thing he has to do, his own attributes, because he wants to have fellowship with his own attributes. And we are his attributes. The attributes of God, the thought of God expressed. And so the first thing he has to do is his own attributes, he has to redeem them. Amen. He has to redeem his own attributes. Praise God. So that we become the dwelling place. First, he wants to dwell in us. Praise the Lord. That's the first thing he wants to do, to dwell in us. And so he has to redeem his attributes first. And redeeming his attributes first, he has to redeem this very earth also that we are living in. Amen. And so we are going to look, God's redemption plan is in three stages. And so he took man through that three stages, preparing that man so that he can live in man. And the same thing also, he's doing on this earth also, this world, the same redemption. Amen. He wants to redeem the world also so that we can come back and live in this world. So we say that a man that has received the Holy Ghost, if you receive the Holy Ghost, that means you have prepared yourself for
the Lord God to come in and dwell. Because we have a scripture which says, he said, know you not that ye are the temples of the living God? You are the temples of the living God. And he said, I have decided to live in this temple. I want to walk in this temple so that I will be their God and you also will be. You will be my people and I will be your God. So we are the temple of what? This living God. Amen. So the prophet said here, he said, and notice, God makes plain to us his plan of redemption. Oh, this just thrilled me. It thrilled my soul when I saw it. Amen. That what God did to redeem his people, he will do the same to redeem this world. Amen. The unchanging God changes not in any of his plans or anything. Such a glorious thing. Amen. The way how he redeemed his people, he will do the same to redeem the world. Amen. So that's the process that he is taking, talking about the three worlds. Amen. So we saw that first, the first world has to go through baptism. Amen. Redeeming his attributes through repentance. Amen. The next thing is what? Because the Bible says, Peter said, repent and be baptized. Amen. And so, the first thing that this world, redeeming this world, he wants to make this world a place where he, God, the Holy God, can what? Can live in. So the first thing he did, this world also had to go through what? Baptism. Amen. Amen. And he said repentance was through Noah. Amen. The prophet said repentance was through what? Noah. And this world was baptized. That was during the flood. That's the baptism of this world. Amen. And then the next stage of redemption is what? Sanctification. And so, in this world, this second world, it needed to be sanctified. Amen. The prophet says something. See, let me read here. The first step, repentance towards God. And then it follows after, it's water baptism. Repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. See, water baptism follows, showing that repentance was genuine. It's to remit the past sins that has nothing to do with the future sin. My brother, this is something here. He said, the first baptism. Now listen closely here. Oh my. Listen closely here. Our repentance, when we repented and got baptized, the prophet said, our past sins was what? Completely washed off. Amen. Completely washed off. But meanwhile, when you get baptized, he said the old nature is still there. Amen. But your past sins all have been what? Have been taken care of. Let's listen to it closely. It said, it's to remit our past sins that has nothing to do with future sin. It only remits. Repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. For what? For remission. Taking away the past sin has nothing to do with the future. Just your sins have been chopped off. What you did. Amen. Then secondly comes the sanctification. which sets our mind in order for holiness, to think right, cleanses the mind and set the mind of the heart in order of holiness. So sanctification is a compound Greek word which means cleansed and set aside for service. Amen. Cleansed and set aside for service. Then the next thing comes, the baptism of fire and the Holy Ghost, that God might dwell in us. Amen. So when you repent and get baptized, that's not what? The end of it. That now Christ has come to live in you. No, sir. Your past sins had what? Had been taken care of. But that old nature is still there. When you get baptized, you repent of your sins and you get baptized, my brother, my sister, still the old desires are still there. Amen. They are still there. Mm-hmm. They are still there. They are still. Your mind is clouded with them. But you need to have to go to the next step. The next step is comes what? The baptism of fire and the Holy Ghost. That God might what? Dwell in you. Amen. That is the time when now, when your those things, your past things, oh my brother, my sister, it's nothing to you anymore. Amen. It's nothing to you anymore. You see them, you hear them. It can never. But when you get baptized first time, you have not gotten the what, the fire to cleanse everything, you can still fall again. Amen. You see, said a man can repent of sins and he's still thinking. You see, a man can repent of sins and he is still thinking of. See, well, maybe he was an immoral man. Every immoral looking woman he finds, he is still there. Amen. You see, because the fire has not completely cleansed you, though you have been baptized. See, but the old nature is still there. If you were an immoral person, you see immoral women, your eyes will be looking at them a little. But you see, something really tells you, hey, you quite recently baptized. You say, ah, yeah. Amen. Then you come back to yourself again. Huh? Come back to yourself again. He said, if you are what? Maybe he's a drunkard. Every time he smells the drink, he's still there. You see? So those things will be lingering. And so if now, steady yourself, my brother, my sister. If the old nature, what you were before, is still dragging you, when you see them, when you hear them, it's still, my brother, the fire has not yet what? Cleansed you yet. Amen. Amen. When the fire cleanses you, my brother, my sister, even a completely naked person, when your eye just, you see, it doesn't come here. It can never enter here. Amen. So let's watch these things, my brother, my sister. Amen. Why? Because the prophet said the old nature will still be there. Sanctification only sets them aside for service. You have been set aside for service. Amen. You are not yet complete, but listen to this, please. Then he baptized with the Holy Ghost and fire, cleansed, burnt out, cleaned up. Then he's put into the service of God. Amen. You see the difference? Sanctification will set you aside for service. Oh, you'll be doing real good things. That's fine. Amen. But when the Holy Ghost fire has burnt everything out, now you have been set into what? Into the work. Into the service of God. First, you have been set aside. But now, you have been put into the service of God. That's the difference. Amen. So looking at our time, this is the part one. Next week, Lord willing, we will continue. Amen. We're going to see how the redeemed, our heavenly home, where we always, nevertheless, we know that the new heaven and new earth is coming. We will continue to know some what the prophet says about, said about that our new heaven. Amen. And our new earth. My brother, my sister, you will really like to go there. Amen. Streets of gold. Oh, hallelujah. The tree of life. Bearing what? 12 different kinds of fruits. Oh, my. My brother, my sister, we're going to go through that. And if you want to still remain here, we have already read that this very second world has been what? Reserved for fire. Amen. But we, nevertheless, we look for a new heaven. As the musicians come, we look for a new heaven and a new earth. Where dwelleth what? Righteousness. Amen. Amen. So next week, Lord willing, we'll continue with the Bible studies on the tree world. Hallelujah. Amen. God, Richie, bless you for coming. My brother, let us what? Get ourselves out of this world. Amen. Let's get ourselves out of this world. This is not home. Amen. We, nevertheless, look for a new heaven and a new earth. Amen.
Holy words. Changing me, changing you. Amen.
Amen.
Holy words, long preserved for our walk in this world. They reside with God's own heart, already each and words impart. Words of
these are words of hope. It gives us strength.
Help us come in this world, wherever we roam. Ancient words will guide us home. Ancient words ever true, changing me. Changing you, we have come with open hearts. Already ancient words impart. Ancient words ever true, changing me and changing you.
The first verse.
Holy word, long preserved.
Watch the word.
For our walk in this world, there is now with God's own heart, already each and words.
Second verse said, holy words of our faith had been handed down to this age, and it came to us through sacrifice. So, brethren, let us heed the faithful words of Christ. Give me the other one. He said, the holy words long preserved for our walk in this world. They resound with God's own heart. So always let this ancient word impart, had an impact upon you. Amen. Brethren, tonight we have been looking at the three worlds, the same world in three different stages. We've seen the first world, how man was so wicked that it grieved God in his heart, that the only thing that he could do was to destroy that earth. Mm-hmm. And now, this second world we are living in, the same thing has risen up again. The same Noah's day, the same Lord's day. And as the prophet said, the sovereignty of God demands that what he did in the first time, he has to do it the second time. If not, then he is partial, but God is an unchanging God. So that means this world we are living in, this second world, said it has been kept and reserved for fire. So why would you want to be part of this world? But we thank God there is another world somewhere. The scoffers will tell you that there's nothing changing. Everything continues as they were from the time of creation. Where is the promise of his coming? But we, nevertheless, we look for a new heaven and a new earth, which shall surely come to pass. Amen. So tonight, let us seek the face of the Lord and say, Lord, oh, I don't want to be part of this very world, knowing that it's going to perish. Amen. Help me, Lord Jesus, that my desire always will be looking up towards you. Amen. Looking for that new heaven and new earth, even as my father Abraham, seeking for that same first city. Oh, he saw you. Lord Jesus, help us, your children, that as we continue to be strangers on this land, Father, the day that you come, oh, we plead the Lord, we will find favor. Mm-hmm. And the Lord, you take us to that place, that eternal home that you have prepared for us. That's our prayer.
Amen.
And as you bow down your heart this moment, let us pray.
Amen.
The scoffers, today they are working in many ways. Even the things that they are teaching our children, they want to teach our children, they are all the work of scoffers. Let's pray and commit our children to the Lord's hands. The work of the scoffers now is in the schools. They want to make mockery that there is a God. Lord Jesus, keep our children, Lord. Protect our children, Lord, from these scoffers. Their works is now directed. They want to lay a foundation in our children. Oh Lord, we pray, Lord Jesus, even, oh God, for all the children of this world. That Lord Jesus, your Spirit of God, will enter every home and reveal to them the wickedness of the scoffers of this our day. In many cunning ways. In many cunning ways. Lord, be merciful. Be merciful, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Our dear Lord Jesus, we thank you for this evening. Lord, we know that you are the watchman. You are watching over your children. You are always at the watchtower. And you are declaring the things that, Lord, you see unto us, O God. And we thank you this evening as we came in. Lord, you have made us, you've admonished us, Lord, to look out for the works of these scoffers that will try to derail our faith. That, Lord, there is, oh, a future somewhere, O God. The Lord Jesus, we know. Even as your word of God has already been written, that the elect can never be deceived. So, Lord, we thank you that word stands for us. It gives us that hope that, Lord, no matter what is risen, Lord, we will go through because you have put in us the power to resist, Lord, everything that the enemy will try to bring out, Lord. You've made us conquerors. You've made us victorious. You've made us, Lord, to overcome. So, Lord, we thank you. We bless you, Lord. The Lord Jesus, we have all these words of assurance, words of hope, all long preserved, oh Lord, that they were meant for us, Lord Jesus. And today we are receiving them. And we bless you, Lord Jesus. We give all the thanks to you, God. Lord, all that we seek, that, Lord, you continue, O God, or to look out, Lord Jesus, and give us the warning, whatever is coming, O Lord, you give us a warning, Lord, that we get ourselves prepared, Lord Jesus. But one thing is that, Lord, truly, as the word says, all creation is groaning, O Lord,
We are groaning within us, Lord God, knowing that, Lord Jesus, we have a place to go, Lord. This is not home. This is not our place. So, Lord Jesus, we groan within us, Lord, that, oh, Lord Jesus, we will find our place, oh, where we were before, oh, the beginning, Lord, with you, Lord Jesus. So, Father, help us, Lord Jesus. This moment, oh, God, we commit, oh, Lord, our brethren once again into your hands. We commit our pastor into your hands. We commit everyone that, Lord Jesus, wasn't present here, Lord, into your hands. That, Lord, this awareness, oh God, will reach everyone's heart, oh God. That, Lord, we will be always prepared, Lord, against the works of the enemy in this time that we are living in, oh God. So, Lord, once again, we say thank you. We bless you, committing the rest of the week into your hands. As even comes as Friday, Lord, we will be here, oh God, for our prayer meetings. We'll be here for our youth meetings, Lord. We pray that once again, oh, watchman, you will declare what you have seen unto us, Lord. Oh, that's what, Father, we are depending upon. We thank you, Lord. You brought us in. Those who are traveling far and near, we commit all of them into your hands. The Lord, you grant us generosity once again. Again, Lord, the needs of the house here, Lord, we believe that, Lord, oh, you will grant to each and everyone the desires and the needs that, Lord, according to your riches in glory. We thank you. We bless you once again. In Jesus' name we pray with all thanksgiving. Amen. 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 God, Richie, bless you. Let's give us a short chorus and as we close there.
Take the name of Jesus with you, child of sorrow and of woe. It will joy and comfort give you. Take it then wherever you go. Precious name, oh how sweet, hope of health and joy of heaven. Precious name, oh how sweet, yeah. Hope of health and joy. Shield from every snare. If temptations round you gather, pray that holy name in prayer. Precious name, oh how sweet, hope of all and joy of heaven. Precious name, oh how sweet, yeah. Hope of earth and joy.